If I could see you, I know I would say, man, y'all look terrific. But just in case you're not feeling like you're looking terrific, we've got an opportunity for you to click it up a little bit better. And in studio, Myesha Velcher, Stacy Chandler. Of course, Myesha, you are with Safe Passages here in Rock Hill.
Yes, ma'am.
And Stacy, you are with Fantastic Sam's over in Fort Mill.
Yes, ma'am.
Right in the Regent Park area.
Yes, right. Great. In the shopping center.
In the shopping center there. So the two of you both have a shared interest as it relates to women and women feeling good and better about themselves. So who would like to start to frame this event coming up? Why don't we start with Myesha? Okay. Let's start with you in Safe Passages, the role you play in our community.
Sure. So Safe Passage, we are here to help survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and child abuse. We do serve York, Lancaster, Chester, and Union counties. So pretty wide, broad spectrum. We do all services, advocacy. We have an emergency shelter if they need it. Always in need of things to bring in for us, especially running a facility where we can house up to 26 people at a time. Mm. So we're out here just advocating as much as we can, trying to help people as much as we can, survivors that need it.
And, of course, you're a nonprofit.
Yes.
Which means you rely on
grants, donations, volunteers, the community. We need it. Yes, we are always in need of monetary donations, gift cards, household items. We're pretty good on clothing. I think we've got that out there pretty good, so that's awesome. But other than that, we are always in need of monetary donations. Volunteers even help us bring in a good bit of our money, which is great just by providing time. We can do group things. A lot of times we'll have different businesses come as a staff, and they'll just come and organize a closet for us, and that will help us with some great volunteer hours to get some money.
And again, you need a lot of these supplies. Not only are you a nonprofit, so your funding is limited, but to your point, you can hold up to 26, but I'm sure every week brings new challenges.
Definitely.
So you always have to expect the unexpected.
Exactly.
So having the closet and the money and everything available at a minute's notice for a lot of these women that come through your door in such horrible situations.
Right.
You don't want them, you don't want to say, give me a minute.
Right.
I'll be back.
Exactly.
I mean,
we have to have it at a drop of a dime a lot of the times. So that's why we say even the gift cards, because we can have, you know, smalls to extra larges, but what about our plus size women? We might not have that. So we get gift cards so we could go to Walmart and get what we need at that time. So definitely gift cards are so good for us. We definitely have to make sure we have everything we need for any person. Period. At all.
Wow.
Amen for what you all do for the volunteers there, and just helping, again, women in such horrible situations see light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
And you can't do it alone.
No, you can't. And Stacy, you, of course, are with Fantastic Sam's in Fort Mill. How did the two of you get together and think, let's create something that's going to help raise funds where they are needed at Safe Passage?
Well, I was actually put in charge of coming up with different events for the salon, and I had the idea for Ladies Night, and I want every event to be charitable in some way, so I figured what better way for a Ladies Night than to help ladies in need.
And, of course, this is happening July 19th from 6 to 9 p.m. What all is going to be included with the ticket price?
Well, the ticket is $30, and we're going to serve wine, refreshments. You get one-on-one consultation with individual stylists about what haircuts, colors, products work for you best. And then we actually go through teaching you how to style your hair for what you have, and then your ticket enters you into a drawing for a basket of products that we provide for you.
And so a percentage of those ticket sales will go back directly to Safe Passage?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. And Myesha, from your perspective, how important is it that women continue to feel good about themselves?
So important. I think that's probably the largest area. We have to empower them to gain back what was taken from them at one point. Mm-hmm. So definitely have them feel good, self-care. We teach self-care at our shelter when we have residents there. I think we definitely teach empowerment through our education classes with them. So definitely this is so important to us, so important to them. Yeah,
such a great idea. Again, Fantastic Sam's teaming up with Safe Passage to host Ladies Night Friday, July 19th from 6 to 9. It's $30, correct?
Yes.
It's $30. And again, a slew of services that you can get. It's almost like a little miniature makeover for your hair.
Exactly.
And not only are you helping yourself, you're helping others, which is fantastic. And then you could walk away even a bigger winner with some supplies catered right to your needs. But again, at the end of the day, to know that you're helping women has got to be just an unbelievable feeling at the when you go to bed at night.
Yeah. Maisha, now a lot of our listeners are hearing this and they're thinking, I could do better. I could play a part in supporting women.
Definitely.
But there may be listeners who represent that woman who is in a place where they know they are in danger or right. they need to reach out to Safe Passage. Right. How do they get in touch with you and how do other people find out more about what you're doing and how they can get involved from a volunteer perspective?
Sure, definitely. So first, any women out there, and we do service women, men, and children. I'll just make that a point too. If you are in need, you can definitely give us a call. I'll put our telephone number out there if you guys don't mind. It's 803-329-3336, and we are open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. If you find yourself in a place where you need to get out immediately, we do have a emergency shelter as well, and that's an emergency hotline, so you can call that number. It's 803-329-2800. If you need to come to our office, it's at 104 Oakland Avenue. Again, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, you can come. Walk in. You can ask questions. Even if you're not ready to leave, that's totally fine. You can just come ask questions as many as you want until you're ready. We'll be here. As far as volunteers, we are always taking volunteers. Volunteer groups, volunteer individuals. If you want more information on that, again, call us at 803-329-3336, and you can ask for myself. My name is Maisha Belcher, or you can also ask for our second volunteer coordinator, who is Grace Jakowski. So.
Now, what about Facebook? Are you?
Yes.
Yeah. So
some
we are
of us
on,
might say, okay, I'm going to go to Facebook.
Yeah,
your phone number's listed on there, too? Mm-hmm. Great.
So if you want to follow us on Twitter, it's at Safe Passage Inc., Instagram at Safe Passage SC. Facebook is just type in Safe Passage Inc., and then we do have a website, www.safepassagesc.org.
A lot to celebrate there at Safe Passage, including a new executive director.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. My God, we're so excited. Tiffany Bird, she's been with us, I want to say, about 5 years. Mm-hmm. She's played so many different roles. Oh, we love her. We are so excited. We're so sad to see Jada go.
Yeah, so Jada went to work in a very similar agency in Spartanburg, and I think she was from around there to begin with. So
yep.
I know she'll be missed. But
very much so. Oh, we're going to miss her so much. But we're also excited to have Tiffany, so it's
going
to be great. Yeah.
I love the support that I feel in this room, and that's what it's all about.
Definitely.
So thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
And Stacey Chandler, again, from Fantastic Sam's in Fort Mill, thank you so much. Ladies Night, mark it on your calendar, Friday, July 19th from 6 to 9.